So we're continuing with Ein Yaakov. So about 40, 50 years ago, there was a rabbi in South Africa who was giving a speech, and he quoted a gematria. We know that part of the beautification of Torah is that you can see all kinds of interesting numbers in Torah, and you can see all kinds of symbolism in that. The question is, how much weight do you give that?
Yes.
So the rabbi gave a speech, and he quoted gematria. Mm-hmm. And when he concluded the speech, one of the people in the audience, a relative of mine, walked over to the rabbi and said, "Gematrias are nice." So the rabbi said, "Yes." And he said, "The gematria of Mas Hachnasa, the Israeli tax authority, equals Gehenim." So that's what the rabbi said. "Really?" So he said, "Do the math." And then it turns out it does.
I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised. the question is, gematria is a series of illusions that can be found through systems of numbers in the Torah. And we have many systems of numbers in the Torah. The most simple one that is well known is that Aleph equals 1, Beis equals 2, Gimel is 3, Yud is 10, Chaf is 20, Kuf is 100, right? 10, 20, and then Resh Shin Tav is 200, 300, 400. But then you have many other forms of gematria. You have gematrias called Mispar Katan, where you work with a system without zeros. So, for example, Reuven is Resh is 200, it becomes a 2. Aleph is 1, Vav is 6, so we're up to 9. Yes? Beis is 2, you just became 11, you add the 1 and 1 and you end up with 2. And Nun is 5, so you end up with 7. So it's a single-digit system where every time you go up, you put the numbers together and you start again. That's a second type of gematria. There's a gematria called Al-Bam, where the Torah works with a code that every letter represents a letter which is 12 letters ahead. Aleph becomes Lamed. Beis becomes Mem. Gimel becomes Nun. And there are things that are written in that code. Then you have a code called Atbash, where every letter represents, you work backwards in the alphabet. Aleph becomes the last letter, Tuf. Beis becomes Shin. Kuf, Gimel becomes Kuf. Well, when the Pasuk speaks about Sheshach Melech Bavel, and we're not sure who was Sheshach, and our tradition is that the Shin becomes what in Atbash?
Bet.
And the Kuf becomes what in Atbash? Kuf becomes Lamed. It's the center one. Kuf and Lamed are the end of the series. So Sheshach becomes Bavel. So we have many different codes.
We also have the 8 one, right?
Yeah, but so it said it equals Gohanan or Gehanan, but could it equal everything?
Sure. Just like people tell me, give me 18, it's Gematria Chai. And I say 18 is also Gematria Chet, sin. Chet is also Chet Aleph Tet. That's also 18. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? It works. So you don't prove anything with a gematria. That was my point in this intro.
So in the end, what happened?
Nothing happened. The point is, don't prove things from a gematria. Rabbi David Feinstein gave a class on Parsha every week. He still does. And at the end of the class, he'd say a phenomenal gematria. Phenomenal. Every time you sit there, you're blown away with the genius of his gematria. And then one guy who listened to those shiurim decided that he's going to write down the gematrias. The rest of the shiur out the window. An hour's worth of Torah. I don't know if anyone wrote it down. They have it recorded, but I don't know if anyone wrote it down. But the gematria, so that he'd write down and he put it out in a book. So Rabbi Feinstein wrote an intro to the book. And he writes in the intro, you can't prove anything from Gematria. You can really find many things in Gematria, and it doesn't prove anything. But like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says, it is per pira'ot la'chokhmah. It is a beautification of the wisdom. It's not the wisdom itself.
Doesn't Gemara learn?
Gematria is a Greek word. You are welcome to tell me what it means for the next class. What does Gematria mean?
Is that how it's pronounced?
You find out. You tell us. Educate us. No, I'm not saying. You figure it out. Yes.
Doesn't the Gemara use?
Not now. Not during class.
Doesn't Gematria use? Isn't it using the Gemara to prove things?
No, that was my point.
No, but it comes as saying like af v'chetz af bim rishon tishpich tachametz. So af and chetz. There's like a Gematria symbol.
Watch it, Rabbi. He's going to cut it down.
I have respect for him, irrespective. Coming back to here.
What about my...
You want me to get down, sit off the chair, and put a talus over my head like Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai did?
Everything will just burn up.
Well, that depends on what Torah you'll teach. So you're asking a question from a different Gemara. Fine, it's a good question. But if you want, the Rambam in the beginning, in his commentary on Mishnah, in the beginning of Tractate Nazir, explains, as does Rashi on this Gemara, which is quoted here, when it's quoted in the Gemara and Nazir, so Rashi over there also writes, they didn't derive it from there, even though it sounds like they did. No, they didn't. They used the Gematria as supportive, as a samachta. It's not the source for halacha. Coming back to here, and I think over there also the commentaries say it, over there in Psachim. Coming back to our Gemara here. So our Gemara is going to quote a Gematria. And I gave this whole intro so that we realize that even though it sounds like the Gemara is learning it from a Gematria, it's not. Our tradition is that the Gemara did not derive things from Gematria. When the Gemara says, Stam nezirut shloshim yom, when a person says simply, I will be a Nazir, how long does he have to be a Nazir? A Nazir is someone who takes on a vow not to drink wine, right? So how long must he refrain from drinking wine and then bring the sacrifices, etc.? 30 days. And then the Gemara says, how do you know? So it says, Yiyeh, he will be a Nazir. The word Yiyeh, Yud is 10, 2 Heis are 2 fives, so you end up with 30. So everyone says, the Gemara didn't derive it from there. The Gemara had a tradition that Stam Nezirut Shloshim Yom, a plain acceptance of this vow is you accepted it for 30 days. They showed you in the Pasuk a support for this tradition. So over here as well. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi teaches, Devarim ha-devarim ele ha-devarim, Elu 39 melachot shnemun Moshe Misinai. When we look at Shabbos, it describes it as, these are the things Moshe taught. So Ele has the numerical value. Well, let's see. Aleph is?
One,
right? Aleph is one. Lamed is?
30.
He is?
Five.
So 30 plus 5 plus 1 is 36. And then it says the word Divarim. Divarim means things. That's another 2. And then it says Ha Divarim, the things. The He tells you to add one more. Okay, you ended up with 39. It's talking about the 39 prohibited acts on Shabbos. There are 39 tasks that are the prototypical tasks of Shabbos. Again, did we derive it from there? No. But they're showing you a nice thing in the pasuk. Okay, we move on.
Should I just, on this, just because, in this week's parsha it says, Ki Adam Yemut Bohel, and even though relatively Ki Adam Yemut Bohel, it makes sense to put it where they put it, saying the rabbis derive it, Ki Tzarich Lamit Datzmo LaTorah. Is that also, would you say that's a nice idea and that's an asmachta?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. The Mishnah says that if you pass things from two private domains and there's a public domain in the middle, so he's chayav. That's how the Levites used to pass from wagon to wagon.
Did you throw it?
They did not throw it. If you have these big beams, you didn't throw it. So throwing it would be potter, but passing it would be chayav. It says, what? They did not have pulleys. No. They passed it from one to the other. They had, the Torah points out that there were hooks, and the Torah makes a big deal about the hooks that held up the curtains in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Nir'in krasim balulot, the hooks could be seen coming through the loops of the curtains, the kakochavim barakia. Inside the Mishkan, you needed artificial light because you couldn't get any sun inside there. It was covered. So then you had these loops, and you had torches, you had flames, you had lamps. And when you have this situation where you're in a tent that's dark, and you have lamps, and you have hooks that were made of
gold.
So then they shone, and they would look like stars coming through the top. So that was the idea of the hooks coming through. So we got 5 minutes.